I am the way and the truth and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed, because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah has appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. The Gospel of the Lord. The pace of progress, of new inventions and technological development is truly dizzying. My head is spinning. This hits me every time I go home and try to explain a new feature on the smartphone to my parents. But before I get a big head and think I'm so smart, a teenager will show me some new feature on a phone that was released just yesterday. And then I feel like an old fogey stogie, not so smart. Do you recall the old cordless phone that allowed you to move all the way around your house without a cable connecting you to a wall jack? Now the phone is not plugged into a wall, it's plugged permanently into some people's ears. No sooner do we learn the ropes of one new invention than 10 other new inventions have replaced it. Development is dizzying. But I would suggest to you that while we have enhanced our experience of nature, the world around us, human nature, the world within us, remains largely unchanged. I am doubtful that humanity's evolution as persons and as communities has really kept pace with the progress of science and technology. Sometimes, though not always, we have only invented new ways to exploit, abuse, isolate, and ridicule one another. C.S. Lewis made this astounding observation on the nature of inventions and human progress, that they don't always go hand in hand. He wrote, "The whole modern estimate of primitive man is based on that idolatry of artifacts." By artifacts, he means inventions, which is a great corporate sin of our modern civilization. We forget that our prehistoric ancestors made all the useful discoveries, except that of chloroform, which has ever been made. To them, we owe language, the family, clothing, the use of fire, the domestication of animals, the wheel, the ship, poetry, and agriculture. In other words, the progress of nature has not been matched by a progress in human nature. We do not behave all that much better than our primitive brothers and sisters. Even though we carry smartphones, we're not all that smart. The Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes drives at this same point of true development versus moral stagnation. We read, "What has been, that will be. What has been done, that will be done. Nothing is new under the sun." Modern man, especially millennials, might rush to argue with ancient Qohelet, saying that we can do things today that that old man could not have dreamed of accomplishing. And that is true in many respects. But even though we have reached farther out to the stars, actually putting a man on the moon and not just singing about the man on the moon, have we reached any deeper into the human heart? That is, has there been a true and lasting progress of persons in truth, love, justice, mercy? When we shine the light on man's march of moral development through time, we must agree with Qohelet. There is nothing new under the sun. We commit the same sins over and over and over. May I suggest we measure the true value of any new invention, not only in terms of its novelty, but also in terms of its ennobling the human spirit. We must ask, does it make us better persons? For instance, while social media connects us to more and more people, by the way, I have 5,000 friends on Facebook. Does it help us to love others any better? Even though we enjoy faster and faster speeds of gathering information on the internet, has that made us any wiser? While we enjoy the freedom to surf the web from anywhere in the world, are we truly free? Or have we not merely created new chains of slavery, addiction, and dependence? If you want to test your freedom, just completely turn off your smartphone. Not just to silent or to airplane mode, but entirely off. And see how free you feel. In other words, if a particular invention or insight has not provided the human person an occasion for richer love, for deeper wisdom, for greater freedom, then it has not contributed to human progress. But like Qohelet predicted, there is nothing new under the sun, because human nature remains unchanged. In a word, if the pace of progress does not improve the human person, it is not progress at all. Praised be Jesus Christ.